And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, and we're talking brisket today. Get lots of questions about this from anybody and everybody, so we thought we'd go over it one more time. If this is something you've heard before, well, maybe we can tune you up a little bit here, so stick with us. But okay, so we talked about trimming the brisket. We talked about where to buy it. Go to a butcher store. You can go to big box stores, but you're going to get a better product at your butcher. So go there. Sizes, they range in all different kinds of sizes. There's small cows and big cows, so there's small briskets and big briskets, right? So grades, just like anything else, you've got select, choice, and prime. As you go up that scale, you're going to pay more money per pound.
Yeah, if you really want a good one, get a prime Wagyu.
Right. Yeah, but bring your wallet.
It'll be $80 a pound.
Right, yeah, no, it won't be that much, but it might be 12.
I was kidding. Yeah, I would never buy a prime brisket.
Yeah, but the choice...
So we're spoiled. We go to Sobey, right?
Right.
And Tim always takes good care of us, helps us out, pick them out and everything. But he sells one called a Grand Reserve.
Right.
And those have always been home runs. And they're probably $5-6 a pound.
Right. Well, and here's the other...
You go to Gordon Foods and get one for $3.50, but you're going to trim off...
That's where I was going to go.
$5 or $10 worth of fat on that one extra.
Right.
Because they're just not trimmed well.
That's exactly right. And so, if you buy just the flat, like we talked about in the last segment, that's going to be more money too, because now you're getting just pure meat and you're not getting a lot of waste. Where when you buy a full pack or brisket, there's going to be some fat on there you're paying for by the pound and you're not going to use it. So, right. Anyway.
And I would never go with grass-fed on a brisket. Matter of fact, I'm down on grass-fed, period. Two or three years ago, I bought a grass-fed from one of our listeners, actually. And he rants and raves about it. Me, I thought it was dry and tough.
Yeah? Wasn't marbled up enough?
No.
Okay.
And I don't eat that much beef, but right. When I do eat it, I want it to be bella.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we got this thing trimmed up now, this brisket. It's laying there. Let's talk about what we've got to do around putting it on a fire and however you want to do this, where you want to go next.
Yeah, I think we're going to do that in the next segment.
Okay.
But we kind of blew through what we're doing here. So what to look for, basic marbling, chop set at a choice grade is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get a select.
You know, and you can get prime if you can find it, but I think Bob, in my opinion, I'll speak only for me, is that you're going to cook this thing so slow and so long that it's going to break down and it's going to be super tender when you're done if you do it right, that you don't need to spend the extra money on the prime. The choice will be perfectly fine.
But
and they're hard to find, too.
I've never even seen one. But a select, I don't think I've ever seen either. I'm sure they're out there, but maybe that's what's at places like Gordon's.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where they're not marbled very well. I have something really cool that my neighbor turned me onto. It's not brisket. Let's take a break for a second.
Okay.
And James, he's an electrician. He's the guy that did my electric for me.
Okay.
He told me he made his own charcoal.
Really?
And I'm like, well, that's hard. And he goes, no, not this way. And basically, here's what you do. So you got to light a bonfire. And I live in the woods. We do it several times a week. Get a metal drum.
Like a 55-gallon drum thing?
Yep.
Trash can or
whatever? And pick out wood to make into charcoal. So basically small bits of firewood or whatever.
Probably hardwood, though.
Anything, yes. Anything. And then prepare to light a bonfire. Burn the bonfire. Remove the lump coal. Using two drums, buy a small drum and a large drum. See, so there's a way to do it with one drum. If you're going to do the two drums, you buy a small drum and a larger drum. These have to be steel 55-gallon barrels,
right,
and then like a 30-gallon. Cut a fuel hole in the larger drum. Drill holes in the bottom of the smaller drum. Fill the smaller drum with cured wood. Make a stand in the larger drum. Place the smaller drum on the stand. Build a fire inside the bigger drum and let it burn for 7 to 8 hours.
So you're
let the fire burn out.
So you're cooking this wood. Yeah, in two, one drum inside the other. Fire's in the bigger one. The smaller one's holding your what will be charcoal.
Right.
And you're just going to burn a fire underneath that for 7 or 8 hours to get that stuff charred up.
And there's another way here. Basically, go to Popular Mechanics, their website, and they'll walk you through it a little bit better. But
how do you know about
it? I was fascinated with that.
Yeah.
I have so much wood.
Right. Well, you'll have to give it a try. Me,
yeah.
I'm going to just keep buying my... charcoal.
But good charcoal is $25-$30 a bag.
Yeah, right. You and I are not big the Kingsford fans. I'll say the name.
No.
We just don't like briquettes. We like lump.
Don't like cowboy either.
Right. So it's a it's just a different hardwood charcoal burns hotter. It burns with less ash, and it you can snuff it and start it over again, and you really have very little waste. You try to snuff out a briquette and then turn around and light it again. It falls apart, and it's done. It's a one-and-done thing.
Well, what I don't like about that brand you mentioned is the off-gassing of God only knows what. It smells bad. Once you get used to using really good charcoal, almost anything else you use is going to smell weird.
Yep.
In this case, I used a bunch of Kingsford after, you know, using my Parker Pure Mountain.
Right.
Which is like the purest charcoal in the world. The smell was hideous from that Kingsford.
And it makes your food taste different, too.
Yeah, and I know guys, pros that cook with it, but that's what they're used to.
Right.
And Kingsford's, sponsoring them, so they're paying them money
yeah,
and put the patch on the arm.
Right. Yeah, well,
that's
you get it.
That's too big a price to pay for me. I'm not going to. That's kind of selling your soul.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that serious.
Yeah,
but
I'm serious.
It is. Your fuel is a big part of what you're doing. And that, you know what? Let's talk about fuel with the brisket real quick. We got a couple minutes left in this system, or this segment, rather. The system that we use is this lump charcoal, but then we'll get that hot. Damper it down to where you want your cooking temperature, and we'll get into all of this in a minute. But it's the smoke wood, the flavor wood, mm-hmm. that makes the difference. And you've got a lot of different options when it comes to flavor wood.
Yes, you do.
And some of them are better than others. Most of it is your personal taste. But unless you really, really like strong smoky flavor, I'd stay away from mesquite.
You shouldn't prejudice people like that. People really love mesquite.
I understand, but it's a strong smoky flavor, and there's oil in a mesquite wood that comes out with to me.
If your brother Rick heard you right now, he'd slap you upside the head.
He's a Texas brisket guy. I get it, but I'm not. I just don't. I wasn't born and raised on mesquite, and it's tough for me to. A little of it goes a long way with me, but applewood, cherry, you know, any of the fruit woods that you might have, man, that's a nice light smoke. And it,
peach and pecan are probably my favorites.
Yep. Yeah. But anyway,
let's talk about that when we get back, because I had a thought but lost it. Doesn't
all right.
Matter.
Well, very good. Trust me, we will get to cooking this brisket, so stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. you have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.